السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning, the 5th of October, the 1st of Rabiul Akhir. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and the family afiyat, and may Allah Ta'ala forgive the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, and grant us tawfiq to do good deeds and good amals. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Mr. Mkizi. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today in South Africa is the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, and in most countries, continents, cities of the world, today is the 2nd of Rabi'ul Akhir. Be that as it may, every one of us read the dua mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. So we read, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. The richness, the glory, the beauty of the Arabic language. The first three nights, the new moon, the crescent is called Hilal. And thereafter, every three nights, the name changes and evolves. And we find on the 14th night, when the moon is shining in his glory, the full moon is called Laylatul Badr. That is the beauty, glory, style, diction of the Arabic language. And secondly, we must always read the lives of our pious predecessors, the Salaf as-Salih. Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Daril Hijra, who was born in Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and passed away in Madinah Munawwara, we find that his entire life is spent there. Few weeks only he left Madinah Munawwara to perform his first Hajj, and then he came back to Madinah Munawwara. In his profile and biography is written, whenever it was the first of the Islamic lunar month, he would go the extra mile. His students would ask him, Ustaji, Ya Fadilat al-Sheikh, why do you do this? He said that if the beginning of the starting of the month goes well, then the entire month will go well. So, O Ummah, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, instead of going to kill time and waste time and so forth, then remember, let us use today our leisure time, this weekend, in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Allah Jalla wa la grant us tawfiq and the divine ability, capability, capacity to do good deeds and say the right things. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. So today, the 1st of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter number 38, Surah Suwad, verses number 50 to verse number 54. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala highlighting some of the bounties, favors of Jannah and Paradise. So let us see. Chapter 38, verse 50 is our starting point today. Jannati Adnin. Here we should learn the Arabic language and the finer points of it. You know, in the Arabic language, when jim and noon comes together, it means something hidden. Junoon, insanity, madness. Allah forbid, Allah protect us. It's a dua we should be reading. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-junoon. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from insanity and madness. Allah protect us all. Jinn. Can you see the jinn? You can't see the jinn. So it's invisible. Janine, you are my sister, you are pregnant, my daughter, you are expecting. Can you see the fetus? Can you see the unborn baby? So remember in the Arabic language when it is jim noon, falamma janna alayhi al-layl. If there's no lights, there's DC, direct current, AC, alternate current, ANC, and no current. The other day, somebody in Marisburg said, please send me the podcast and so forth. So I know that an avid listener asked what happened. They said there in certain parts of, you know, Mountain Rise, Marisburg, for over 24 hours, they didn't have lights and so forth, and power and energy. So I'm not sure whether it was the whole of Mountain Rise or it was only that area. So be that as it is. Falamma janna alayhi al-layl. So when the night comes, there's no light. What? You can't see anything. So it's hidden. So therefore, understand the beauty, the glory of the Arabic language and the Quran nuances and so forth. So every word, if you go into discussion, so the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true ulama have written, not the scholars for dollars who have sold their soul to the devil. So remember that they said, when you enter Jannah and paradise, when we enter Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, then, you walk into the 5-star, 6-star, 7-star hotels and in the palaces of the kings and the rulers, then you tiptoe and you feel you're just walking on something so lush and so plush, you know. So what comparison is that to Jannah? So you won't even see the land and the sand. So impressive it is, beyond our perception, imagination. Did you ask Allah today? Did you ask Allah yesterday, the beginning of the new month? Ask Almighty Allah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ فَاسْأَلُوهُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Don't only say, Ya Allah, give me Jannah. Say, Ya Allah, grant me Jannat al-Firdaus, فَإِنَّهَا أَعْلَاهَا وَأَوْسَطُهَا. That is the cream of the crop, the best portion of Jannah. The hadith is authentic in Mishkat Sharif. O Ummah, sons, daughters, grandchildren, well-wishers, your father, mother, parents, someone near and dear passed away. You're making dua for him or her and they passed away with Iman and Islam. Then say, Allahumma rzuqhum jannat al-firdaus. You see, when Allah is prepared to give the best of the best, why are you asking only for Jannah? A Sahabiya came, that a lady who was a companion, student of the Master, alayhi salatu salam, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi sallam, my son went out with you in the path of Allah, and now he got shaheed and martyred. Tell me where is my son, then I will have solace, and I will be a little pacified. He, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu Allah is told her, Ya old lady, your son is where? In Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest stages of Jannah. So that is the type of dua we should make. Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So learn these duas, our beloved parents, our near and dear ones. So remember our mashayikh, our teachers, our children, siblings, and whoever else, our muhsineen, our benefactors. Sometimes you think how many favors they did, and the tears are rolling down. So then make dua at that time. Allah, special mercy is coming to you. When we were in school in the 60s, primary school, then the teacher, most of the time non-Muslim, they said the Garden of Eden. So that time we didn't understand things. We were simple Simons, we were naive and so forth. So we didn't know they were stealing everything from the Quran Sharif, from the Sunnah Mubarakah. Love is blind. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. The thing you love makes you blind and deaf. People will not reason because they are madly in love. You see, I pulled it madly. Because why? They mud. M-A-D. So they pull it. So mud. And madly, they will not stand to reason. They must get married to that person, male or female, and then after 3 months, 6 months, the rest is history, because they did not listen to their parents. So see, Jannati Adnin, the garden of eternity, the garden of perpetual success. What happens there? Mufattahat allahumul abwab. If you study the word mufattaha, it comes from Babi Taf'il. It means slowly, 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 all the doors of Jannah are going to open for you, O Muslim, O Muslimah. Go and read chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse 73. Chapter 39, verse 73. And what will you find? When you just about to reach Jannah, before you can reach there, wafutihat abwabuha. We're coming now from the plane, and now we have to go collect our luggage. We have our hand luggage in our hand, and you're going to the left. Before you can reach there, the sensor already knows, and the doors are open. How happy you feel. So that is no comparison to Jannah. But O Jannati, Allah is honoring me and you. Before you even reach the portals and Jannah of Jannah, the doors are flung wide open. Ikraman wa takreeman to honor that person who's entering Jannah. Jannati Adnin, the garden of eternity. Mufattahat allahumul abwab. So all the doors, one by one, al-abwabu thamaniya, they'll be opening. Such doors beyond our perception and comprehension. And then what happens when they are inside Jannah? Muttaki'ina fiha. So you know, last week, 2 weeks ago, I was in Heidelberg. So we sit with our family and the children and the nephew and the nieces, and how we enjoy ourselves. It brings about so much joy, you know, because we're meeting after 6 months, 1 year, whatever the case might be. So there in Jannah, there's no comparison at all, obviously. It is just to give a sample example, puny little example for puny little brains. Muttaki'ina fiha, they're reclining there in Jannah. Yad'una fiha, and they're asking, requesting. Remember, when we're in Jannah, we can never ever command Allah, never ever. Allah alone can command. Yes, we can request. Ya Allah, I want this. Ya Allah, I want this. Ya Allah, I want this. Yad'una fiha, they will request day in Jannah. Bifakiyatin kathiratu wa sharab, abundant fruits and abundant drinks and liquid and so forth and so on. Walakum fiha ma tashtahi anfusukum walakum fiha ma tad'un. So whatever you desire, Allah will give you. Whatever you request, Allah will give you. Allah says, kathira, in abundance. Remember, in Jannah, there is no hunger and thirst. So why are you eating, drinking, and so forth? You know, you have a 7, 8, 9 course meal. Then they bring the ice cream, they bring the dessert. It's not because you are hungry, you are a connoisseur. You just want to taste it. How does it taste? So in Jannah, everything is like that. Allah sabilil istilza. And then there's no input-output business. There's no urinating, defecating, going to relieve yourself. Ya Rasulullah, what will happen? The Master, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, yea, in this world, how you perspire, you sweat, and so forth. So in Jannah, you will perspire, but the perspiration won't have a terrible smell and odor. It will come and will have the fragrance of musk. Everything is mentioned. وَعِنْدَهُمْ what is Jannah? No wife, no life. You know? So you youngsters better get married, and I have to tell you what happened yesterday. Let me make a note of it here in my notes. And a very sad incident yesterday happened after my Jummah lecture and Jummah prayer there in Johannesburg, Ridgeway, or whatever that area is called. I made a note of it now quickly. Anyway, so now we are there in Jannah. So they will have the hoors. Why the hoors are called hoor? They're so fair in complexion with their big eyes. The beauty of the damsels of Jannah. When we speak about the hoor, then the women ask that, okay, you will have the hoors. So what will we have? So you will become the queens of the hoors. And you will not think of any other husband beside your own husband. No jealousy, no envy, nothing there. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ So yeah, in this world, a husband has 2, 3, 4 wives, and then the rows and ruction start. There, no rows, no ruction. Everybody living happily ever after. وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ أَتْرَابَ If only you could understand the glory, beauty, style of the Quran. وَإِنَّهُمْ And for them, there in Jannah. قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ They will have their hoors, their partners, their spouses, and they'll be restraining their gazes. They will only look at you, O Jannati. They will not be looking at anybody else. نَحْنُ الرَّاضِيَاتْ فَلَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا O people of Jannah, the hoors will be singing and saying, we are so happy with you. We will never ever be displeased with you. Yea, in this world, you know, sometimes there must be some disagreement, husband, wife. Wife pulls up her face, husband pulls up his face. There, not even one moment or second of that. And she's only admiring you, O Jannati. So imagine, Atrab. What is Atrab? You and she played in the sand the same time. From here the ulama have written and deduced and made istimbat. When you get married, it's not a must, but it's desirable, meritorious, that you and your wife should be around the same age. So you'll have the same outlook in life. So when you embrace your wife embraces you. It's not only the bodies are meeting, the hearts are meeting, and when the hearts meet in this unity of thought, then you will go through the remember waves in the ocean together. You will go through all this turbulence in the plains together. And you will go through the vicissitudes and ups and downs in life together. Did you understand the beauty of Quran? So وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ أَتْرَابَ So قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ That their gazes will be lowering their gazes only for you. أَتْرَابَ Same ages. هَذَا مَا تُوَدُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ Thus are the promises Allah Jalla Wala has promised you for the day of reckoning. Did you make dua today? Did you make dua yesterday? Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ Oh, beloved Allah, Jalla Wala, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Cry for them and you will see them in the dream. How happy they will be. مَرَبَيْتِنِ مَرِدْوَاكِ مَيَا بُنَيَّ My daughter, my ladli, my sahibzadi, my beloved daughter, my dikri, she made so much dua for me. See, so then all this will happen. هَذَا مَا تُوَدُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ And this is what you'll be promised on the day of justice, the day of reckoning. In this world, we became guests of the king. We became the king, the ruler, the guest of the prime minister. Last week I was staying in the prime minister's house in Swaziland. Our brother Shabir Ahmed there, his wife, children, mashallah, grandchildren. So I told him, this house is so big, mashallah, and he put me in the special room, you know. So he said, no, yet the Wazir Azam ka makan tha, he bought it from the Prime Minister. I said, Subhanallah. I said, Swaziland, I only thought about the king. I never knew you guys are the Prime Minister. So we were there last week this time. So then everything gets finished in this world. You go for honeymoon. I didn't say honeymoon is permissible. I'm just giving you an example. So you went to Mauritius, Maldives, and Malaysia and here and there, M3, 3M. And then after 1 week, 2 weeks, they come back. Then the moon is missing and the honey is missing. Inna hadha la rizquna ma lahu min nafad. And remember that this risk, provision we're going to give you, the sustenance we will give you there in Jannah, ma lahu min nafad. It will never ever perish. It will never ever get finished. Ma indakum yanfadu wa ma indallahi baqa. Whatever is by you, O human being, will perish and get finished. It can be king, it can be multi-millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire, it must get finished. And whatever is by Almighty Allah, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقَ, it will always remain. Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. So His bounties, favors will ever recurring showering. Did you cry to Allah? Read now with me. Allahumma inna نسألك اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس الأعلى. Ya Allah, we beg of you the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. Ya Allah, for our marhumin, for our shuhada and our martyrs in Gaza and in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Allahumma arzukhum Jannat al-Firdaus الأعلى. So that is how you learn to beg, petition, beseech Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma ajalna minhum, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, make us from those people. Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the first of Rabi'ul Akhir 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 365. So whether you look at it Islamically or whether you study it from the Gregorian calendar, today is 1 year if you count the days from the time the conflict started last year, October 7th. The Jutla speak of that, the Israelis and their supporters and Haramis who support them. And if you don't know the meaning of harami, it means an illegitimate child. But that is too kind the word for the Jutlas and Haramis and the Zionists, so we call them bees, big bees. So they are the Haramis, super Haramis. So we're giving you the news, views, interviews. Remember, locally, nationally, internationally and globally, 1 year today. MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, SubhanAllah, 13 June dispatched to Jahannam. Don't listen to your Western media, remember that. They are catching it left, right and center. Their helicopters are busy picking up the dead and picking up the injured, those who are in transit, so that they can go and get roasted and toasted in the hellfire, the haramis. And the Iron Dome is got tired and retired. It intercepts when it feels like, and it says, I can't manage. Too many rockets and missiles are flying in, some from Gaza, some from Lebanon, some from the Yemen, and some from Iraq. And so how many were they going to intercept? So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Listen to this news. So now Biden says, I don't know. BB doesn't want to listen. Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza. Is he deliberately continuing with this war against the Palestinians and there against Hezbollah in Lebanon so that he harms the Democrats and they don't win the elections come 1 month's time? Exactly, you see that. So now everything is coming out. He says, but I, Biden and the Joe genocide, Biden says, I did the most for him and Israel. Joe, you idiot, you sleepy Joe, your own party kicked you out because you're a harami. You said you're a Zionist and see how disgraced you got. And you'll be always disgraced, remember that, by the Americans and by the majority people of the world who want peace and justice. That remember that you are supporting the wrong party. Because Almighty Allah said, in chapter 7, verse 167, la yab'athanna alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamati may yasumuhum su' al-adhab. America can support them, Europe can support them, any third country can support them, but remember, they will always be punished, and the worst punishment, that is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Lebanon, several hospitals targeted last night, the previous night. That is what the Jutlas do. There's no red lights for them. They can murder and kill the babies, destroy the mosque, the churches, kill innocent civilians, male, female, commit all the war crimes, and yet they will tell you that we are a peaceful nation. Remember, the peace they want is not P-E-A-C-E, it's the pieces, P-I-E-C-E-E-S, and that is of the Arab land and the Muslim land. And therefore, for this Arab nations, idiots, murtads, khabis, and Auladu Shaitan, they are all the Saudi Arabia and Emirates and so forth. They say now between Israel and Iran, we are neutral. Why they neutral? They know Iran in 1 week can clear up the whole UAE and Saudi Arabia. They're so hopeless, useless, and impotent. And Iran has an army that will clean them up in 1 week. Remember that. So therefore, they are so scared. You know, they say, no, 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 we are neutral, and so forth. Hopeless, useless, murtads you are. Over 2,000 people already killed in Lebanon, 200,000 in Gaza. And just now I heard the news, 4 o'clock this morning, BBC, Israel busy with their Hezbollah and propaganda. They say it seems like we have killed and assassinated Hashim Saifuddin. Whether they killed him or not, it doesn't bother us. The Jutlas, our arch enemy. The Shias, our arch enemy. Sheikhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, writes in Minhajul Sunnah, in his fatawa and so forth, that the Shias, for us, the Ahlul Sunnah, are worse than the Jews and Christians. And if you read Rijalul Kashi by Nubakhti, you will find that the Shias, these are all Shia books. So in there is written that the founding fathers of Shiaism was a Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah. So you should know all these things. Israel, the cabinet and the politicians are fearing what will happen after October 7. There will be more investigations and so forth in their war crimes, because the world knows that who the real terrorists are, the real murderers are, and who are the people who don't bother about international crimes and so forth. Uganda, I like you, Uganda, because you don't have homosexuality and you don't promote it. So the Uganda told the U.S. ambassador of America, you are here in Kampala and you have insulted our prime minister, president, rulers. You better apologize immediately. And if you don't apologize within 3 days, then we will expel you, we will kick you out. That's the type of leaders we need. Not all these bootlickers and all these haramis who are shoe-shining the Americans and going to shoe-shine the Israelis and so forth. Well done, Uganda. So I like you, Uganda. I think I must pay you a visit one day. America attacks Yemen, attacks Sana'a, attacks Hudaydah, attacks this. Why are you sending rockets and missiles? How many ships of America, Israel, have you caused harm? Well done to the Houthis. Well done to Hezbollah. Well done to Hamas. Hamas are Ahlul Sunnah. Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan. Houthis are Shias, but they're doing a better job than our Sunni countries. Sunni countries to Sun ho gaya. They are deaf, dumb, and they hear no evil, see no evil, think no evil, because they got no brains, the haramis. So remember, these are kuffar Shias, but at least they got ghaira, they got self-esteem and self-respect, whatever their hidden agenda is. So we will say we support anybody who harms American, British, Israeli interests, and we make that clear. Muqata'a ayyuhal Arab, qati'uhum, boycott everything of theirs. That is what we have to do. We have to harm the economy and so forth. In Haiti, so that Port-au-Prince and that always the Malian problems, the rows and ructions, 70 people killed. It's like gangsterism there. The gangs run the show, you know. India kills 30 Maos. Maos, you see, M-A-O-S. So there in the forest, you know, India got many forests, and there you will find many elephants there. Hathi Meresati. I don't know if you know Hathi Meresati. So there in school, one day in primary school, they brought this movie, Hathi Meresati. So that we all small children, they say, you must see. So we all just laughing, but nobody understands. Boom, bang, you understand? Everybody hitting one another. All haram business. Hollywood, Bollywood, Mollywood. hood, shaitan hood, and what, all haram. So there, a lot of hati marasati business, the elephant's business there. So they say they killed 30 of them. They also want the independent state. And the Sikhs also want the independent state. And our Muslims also complaining that we are treated as third, fourth class citizens in democratic India. So remember, it's another apartheid regime that. Bosnia, big, big floods going on there. 16 people already killed. Russia urges citizens to leave Israel. Putin knows what he's doing. Putin knows that I have to start moving in my ships there because this thing is going to become a big conflict. You know the amount of humanitarian aid Putin is giving Lebanon, more than the Muslim countries and Arab countries. So in my heart, I feel that Putin is very, very close to embracing Islam. They say his wife is Muslim. Allah alone knows. Obviously, it's not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry a non-Muslim. But be that as it may, today is day number 953 against the Ukrainians, and is hitting the hell out of them. So, and America and Europe and NATO, well done. If this conflict continues, the oil prices will increase, and it's already increasing 1%, 5%, 2% in the Middle East and so forth. The Saudis are always in need of Pakistan. They hate the Pakistanis, but they can't do without them because it's cheap labor. So the Saudi royal force, they like to use the word royal force. So the Saudi royal force, military force, are there in Pakistan, and they're learning the tactics and the strategy from the Pakistani army and so forth and so on. Yesterday, Bandar Balila, I can't call him Sheikh. Bandar in Urdu means a monkey. Alif Anabe Bandar says Salander. You know, that's how we learn. So anyway, there in Madras, in the 60s and say all that. So anyway, Bandar delivered a khutbah. Bandar in Arabic means Jamil, handsome, and can mean Mina, a harbor also. He gave a Bandar khutbah that he just speak either Udal lullaby khutbah and then put the people to sleep in Makkah, and then in the ending he says, you know, Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, and then he took his name and said the khidmat service is rendering to Islam and Muslims, and then he took the name of the Murtad bin Shaitan. Is this khidmat and service of Islam? You put up bikini beaches in Jeddah. You put up, remember, Sunnah Mass Day in Makkah and Medina. You call the gays and the lesbians, you Salafi scholars, your haramis, your haram income. That is what I mean by haramis. Don't you even feel ashamed? He was a real bandar yesterday. You see, Quran says that. When you ulama cannot practice on what you know, then Quran says, Surah 62, Surah Jumu'ah, verse number 5, Kamasalil Himari Yahmilu Asfara. You're just like a donkey carrying encyclopedias. U.S. secret staff struggling to keep their staff. You see that? New York Times said that. So they know there's too many clandestine activities, cloak and dagger business going on there. India, so, is now increasing their oil. They're receiving more and more oil from Russia. From Russia would love, bring more oil. So that is how things are going. EU could die a natural death. Who said that? The Hitler nowadays, Macron. He said we're wasting our time. Only now you realize that. Red card Israel, kick them out from the FIFA. So again they say no, we postpone it. They all haramis, giving Saudi Arabia the world's biggest tenpot dictatorship, the World Cup 2034. How much they bribed you and so forth. South African news, we got three items here quickly. One guy, a serial rapist, Pagati, so his name. If you only know what's the meaning of Pagati. So he raped, I don't know how many young girls from 10 years old and above. They were going to school, coming back to school. So they gave him 42 life sentences. Now who? The joke is on who? It's not on him, it's on us. They had 42 life sentences, so we have to pay for all his eating, drinking, incarceration. Give him the death penalty, ANC, but you need brains, you see. That, do you have brains? That is a big question. So, Lakranji, I see this whole Steinhoff, if you know Afrikaans, this whole fraud, it seems to be, you understand, spearheaded by Afrikaners. All the names I hear there, Lakranji and Steinhoff and this character, and all Afrikaners, it seems. So he was sentenced to 5 years and so forth. Yesterday I was there in Masjid Quba, not there in Medina, now here in Johannesburg, you understand. And anyway, so I translated the khutbah, all that, made dua from the upstairs. My brother Sheikh Ahmed Abdi from Somali there, he picks me up, takes me there. All he arranges all this with Allah's help. Allah reward him. So I came out, people came to meet me, and so one youngster was in a real pensive mood, looking very down, depressed. He said, Mufti, I want to speak to you. I said, fine. So I told him, wait for me there outside. So then I took him to our car, and it was just the two of us, didn't discuss. I said, what's up? He said, Mufti, you know what? My brother is gay. I want to be honest with you. He's living with a man. I asked him that, I'm speaking of so-called Muslims, right? So I asked him that, so where's he living? Like with you? He said, no, he lives separate. And he, this guy who came to me, he lives with his mother, you see. So I asked him that, I told him that now, for this death penalty, but obviously, now we can't do that here. So the minimum requirement for you, your mother and family is la salama wa la kalam. You must excommunicate him, boycott him. Have nothing to do with him. He said, but tomorrow, meaning now this weekend, we got a family function and we're going to meet in a restaurant and he will be there. So I told him, it's wajib, compulsory upon you and your mother and everybody else. None of you must go. You'll have nothing to do with him. He's a murtad. He considers it permissible and so forth and so on. So the lesson we learn from here, O Ummah, in our own homes, how many people are hiding in the closet? And they are busy, not Adam and Eve, they are busy, Adam and Steve and so forth. And for such people is the death penalty in Islam. Inshallah, today our programs will be 7 to 9 Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, then to 1 o'clock to 1:30 will be my tafsir, and 2:30 to 3 will be Mawlana Musa Lahiz, then Majlis inshallah, and then 6 to 8 will be Brother Suleiman Esop. Mawlana, we have about 10-11 minutes left. Let's fire up inshallah with the Q&A.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Is it permissible to listen to the Quran while falling asleep?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 3, Surah Al Imran, verse number 191 says, Alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. The intelligent people are those who make zikr of Allah. Remember Allah, you make zikr yourself or you listen to it, and that is standing, sitting, reclining. So yes, it's permissible. You reading Quran Sharif yourself, you reading Ayatul Kursi, you reading the four quls, Qul Ya Kafirun, and the last three surahs, and then you doze off. Or you listening on your CD or whatever, and to Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, or any other verses, surahs, and then you doze off. So all that permissible. Obviously, you should try and switch it off before you sleep, but sometimes it happens, the sleep overpowers us. Then in that case there, Surah 2, verse 286, Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. O Allah, do not take us to task for that which we did forgetfully or inadvertently and unintentionally. Permissible.
Mufti Saab, what can you read when you're purchasing a new car?
MashaAllah, hadith in Sahih Muslim, Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah, chapter 2, and comprising 286 verses. Why? فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةً. That if you read it, it will bring barakah and blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرًا. You don't read it, then it causes remorse, regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةً. Today's world is like that. They will make MashaAllah, Allah, mashallah, but their heart is burning with jealousy and envy. I hope this car goes and meets up in an accident and so forth. Allah forbid. So you must read Surah Baqarah. This is Sahih, authentic hadith Imam Muslim has mentioned. You bought a new car, you moved into a new house, you bought a new shop, or you're renting a new business, whatever, and then take delivery of it on a Wednesday or on a Friday. Wednesday, our mother Siddiqah bintu Siddiq Sadiq radiallahu anhuma said, when you do something, you're going to get married, you're going to get do this, do that, then start it on a Wednesday. Therefore, Allama Marghinani, you know, Ma Salim, you studied Hidayah Day in Karachi. So, mashallah, our Asatiza will teach us that Allama Marghinani of the Hanafi school, the author, remember of Hidayah, used to start teaching the academic year on a Wednesday. For this very reason, the hadith is mentioned in Maqasid Hasana and is sahih, authentic one. And remember that, that is by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. And our own Akabir, whom we met, we saw, we sat in their majlis, they were great, great mashayikh. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on 10th Shawwal, so 1976. I studied there, Darul Karachi, used to open on Wednesdays. And nowadays it must have changed. Nowadays it's run by politicians, you know how it goes. And there in Jalalabad, Hazratji, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So the Madrasa Miftahul Ulum also used to open, remember, in, you know, so on a Wednesday. Hazratji passed away on a Friday, 92. So these are the lessons we must learn. So take delivery, brother, of your new car, immaculate condition, out of the box, as they say, on a Wednesday and Friday. Give out charity, read Surah Baqarah. Allah will protect you and the car min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all mishaps and harms, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, my son-in-law says that we must name the baby on the 7th day. Is that necessary, or can we name any time within 7 days?
Remember, let me give you the whole history, geography. Yesterday, Friday, your wife gave birth, your daughter-in-law gave birth, your daughter gave birth. So the first day, Yom al-Milad, the day you were born, so now your father, mother, whoever, even the woman can do it, but better the father. Sometimes there's no men there and all that, they don't even allow them because of jaundice and other complications. So the day that the baby is born, right ear adhan, left ear iqamah, and then tahniq, you take dates and you insert in the baby's mouth and you read the dua. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, Amirul Mu'mineen at that time, so he read when Hassan Basri was born in Medina Munawwara. Hassan Basri and his family and them left Medina Munawwara when they were 14 years old, when he was 14 years old, and they migrated to Basra, Iraq, and so forth. So the baby is born, they brought him to Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen. Allahumma faqihu fi deen wa habibhu ilan nas. Ya Allah, give him profound, deep understanding of Islam and make him beloved to the people. What a powerful, beautiful dua. Yesterday the baby was born, before Jumu'ah, after Jumu'ah, Asr time, before sunset. So then it's Friday. So this Thursday coming will be Yom Sabi. You name the child officially. So that is Sunnah. And then you give out some charity, 50 rand, 100 rand. You shave the hair of the baby, and after shaving the hair, take za'afran, saffron, mix it with water and apply it on the head of the baby. Hadith in Abu Dawood, this is a sunnah and matruka. The ummah have abandoned and neglected the sunnah. Then it's a baby boy, 2 goats or 2 sheep, aqiqa. If it's a baby girl, then 1 goat or 1 sheep. So it is a wonderful time. Abdullah bin Zubair, awwalu mauludin fil Madina ba'd al-hijra. So Abdullah bin Zubair is Sahabi, his parents are Sahabi, his grandparents are Sahabi. Name Abdullah bin Zubair, his father Zubair bin Awam from Ashar Mubashara, his mother Asma, Asma binti Abi Bakr. Say now Bakr is Sahabi, the only person in the world. Now he's born, and then they brought him there to the master alayhi salatu salam, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. The first thing that enters the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhuma is the busaq mubarak, the saliva mubarak of who? Of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa sammahu Abdullah. And remember that he was named Abdullah. So if you call the baby and name the baby on the 7th day, that is sunnah. And you name him before that, it is permissible. So we should understand everything in its proper perspective. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, as a Muslim, children, are they allowed to play chess at the school as a sport?
We used to play chess. He was a member in school, and we were very active. Heidelberg is a sleepy little town. You close your eyes, you will pass Heidelberg, you know. So there was no high school there under the apartheid regime. So we used to travel every day to William Hills and so forth. So we play soccer, cricket, chess, does the tennis also. So all haram, all this chess and all that, not permissible. Shatranj, you must remember that, is not permissible. It don't mean I play then they become permissible. We never knew that everybody just tell us play and so forth. So Allah forgive us for all this transgression and haram activities. So you will miss so many salat. People sometimes are gambling and you're killing time. Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 23 verses 2, 3, 4. What are the true qualities of the true believers? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِدُونَ They are those people who shun and turn away from futile activities. In Islam, not permissible that whether you're a minor or you're a major, whether you are a person who's baligh and mature or whether you are a minor, not permissible. We must call the shots. We can't be telling the school that they tell us what to do. Nay, we must say we want this ABC. That's why you have the parents and the people in charge there and so forth. Otherwise, you do homeschooling. So that is what we will recommend in this day and this age.
Mufti Saab, if the father of the girl can feed people after nikah to the friend and family, is this allowed?
Yeah, understand the question. Sometimes the questions are posed as but hazy questions. So now my daughter, her nikah took place today, or let's just say yesterday after Jumu'ah. So now we got her married, I performed the nikah, is my daughter. And immediately I invited 10, 20, 50, 100 people for a chow, you see. It's a happy occasion. So is it permissible? Yes, it's permissible. And then for walima, so that chow and that meals will be for my side, the girl's father. Father's side or girl's brother's side or whatever. And then you want walima, that is from the husband's side, the husband's family. So that will come after consummating, after khalwa, after they go into privacy, or either they spend the night together. So they got married yesterday and today is the walima. Or if you want walima the same day, so it can happen, first the nikah and then khalwa, husband, wife go into privacy, and then after half an hour, 1 hour or so, they have the meal, so all permissible. So if you are having it the immediately after nikah and the girl's father, girl's family are paying, permissible, there's no problem in that. G, last question.
Mufisa, where did this concept of honeymoon come out? Has it got any value in Islam?
Shahru Aslin. So you must remember Shahr, the month, and Asl, honey. So remember, all haram, all these things here. When this Ummah suffers from a complex, learn this word. Those of you students learning Arabic and in the Darulums, Al-Ghazwul Fikri. Al-Ghazwul Fikri means the intellectual invasion. They have already occupied our minds. And what they have done, they don't have to shoot the bullet. The name is Bilal, but Bilal thinks like Billy. They, her name is Maryam, but Maryam thinks like Mary. So remember, they already won the war because our thought process and thinking is just like them. So my Ladli, my Sahibzadi, my Dikri got married, my son got married. No, you must go. Where must I go? Abba, go to Maldives, go to Mauritius. They said, no, it's too far. Okay, go to Drakensberg. You can make a honeymoon there. So all these are non-Muslim customs, have nothing to do in Islam. You must remember that man tashabba biqawmin fa wa minhum, authentic hadith Abu Dawood, Musnad Ahmad, that whosoever imitates a people, remember that he is part and parcel of them, she becomes part and parcel of them. Go read the masterpiece book of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, qaddasallahu ruhahu. One day Shaykh Shuraim delivered the khutbah, you know, for past 20 years or more we translating, Allah's help. So he said, wa qala Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, qaddasallahu ruhahu. So I smiled when he said that, you see. Shuraim came to South Africa. I met him there. I translated for him there at Darulum. So I think it was 98 or so. And then one day we were in the palace, you know, King's Palace. So I pressed the lift to go up. So when I went in there, I see Shuraim there. And this was after the incident that when he came to the house, he asked me, what you doing here? So to tell him, I came to visit you, but you can't mess around with these guys. They can get upset. I said, no, we came for the Hajj business and all. I said, oh, very good, very good. And so we traveled together. Then he had to jump off and I had to go up and something like that happened. So you can say, Qaddas Allahu Ruhahu for this great, great giant. So anyway, so he wrote a master big book, remember? Iqtida'u Siratil Mustaqim. Mukhalafati ashab al-jahim, for you ulama and students who understand Arabic and want to know the truth. Allah Jalla wa Ala keep us on the truth at all times. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.